The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Amen. The text for today is John chapter 14, verse 2. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. Lord God, Heavenly Father, sanctify us through your truth. Your word is truth. Amen. Dear friends in Christ, in the course of the past month, we have studied a subject of paramount importance, the Christian home. We have learned from the Word of God how a Christian home is to be founded, what the proper relation is between husband and wife, and between parents and children, and finally, how the happiness and prosperity of the Christian home may be preserved. Much food for serious thought. This is an incentive of self-examination and self-improvement. But the Lord in his goodness did not merely give us commandments, directions and specifications for building and maintaining Christian homes. He also provided us with a perfect model from which we mortals should draw inspiration and after which we should pattern our own homes. The hymnist wrote, "My Father's house on high, home of my soul." Yes, home is the dearest name for heaven. The dying believer says, "I am going home." In our text, Jesus himself refers to heaven as his Father's house. The hymnist expresses home like this: "Jerusalem, my happy home, name ever dear to me, when shall my labours have an end, in joy and peace and thee. Jerusalem, my happy home, my soul still pants for thee, when shall my labours have an end, when I thy joys shall see." Yes, heaven is the ideal, the perfect home. There we have a father without shortcomings and a family that has attained to perfection. Nothing mars the beauty and harmony of their ineffable communion. Let us try to model our modest little homes after this house not made with hands, eternal in the heavens, as you read in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 1. So the theme for today is the Christian home, an image of our eternal home in heaven. May the Lord bless our meditation. So firstly, the Christian home as an image of our eternal home in heaven as a haven of rest. Heaven is a haven of rest for the weary toiler, whose life abounds in labour and sorrow. We read in Psalm 90 verse 10, "The days of our lives are 70 years, and if by reason of strength they are 80, yet their boast is only labour and sorrow, for it is soon cut off and we fly away." Physical, mental and spiritual toils, the last name, are the most distressing. When the cross begins to crush us down in the dust and we feel our strength ebbing away, we are buoyed up by the conviction that there remains, therefore, a rest for the people of God, as we read in Hebrews chapter 4, verse 9. We read in Revelation chapter 14, verse 13, "Then I heard a voice from heaven say to me, Write, blessed are the dead who die in the Lord from now on. Yes, says the Spirit, that they may rest from their labours, and their works follow them." Yes, we long for the haven of rest. The hymnist wrote, "There is an hour of peaceful rest, to mourning wanderers given. There is a joy for souls distressed, a balm for every wounded breast. 'Tis found above in heaven." The Christian home should be an image of heaven in this respect. It should be a quiet retreat, where the members of the family may rest from their labours and gather together for the tomorrow. The restfulness of the eternal home should be reflected in our own homes. But alas, in the average home there is such turmoil, such a hustle and bustle, that makes all rest, mental and spiritual relaxation and refreshment, meditation and thoughtful thinking, nearly impossible. The home atmosphere is exhausting rather than healthful and invigorating, and the home itself is anything but a haven of rest. So let us make a consecrated effort to pattern our earthly homes after the blessed haven of rest in heaven. Then they'll be real homes and not mere dwelling places. Secondly, the Christian home, an image of our eternal home in heaven, as a habitation of peace. Heaven is also a habitation of peace. When the good soldier of Jesus Christ is in the thick of the battle, tossed about with many a conflict, many a doubt, fightings and fears within without, when he seeks peace, but he can find none, on the contrary, passing from agony to agony, then he looks out over the dust and smoke of the battle and strains his eye toward his Father's house, within whose walls peace dwells forevermore. There all conflicts will cease. We read in Revelation chapter 21, verse 4, and God will wipe away every tear from their eyes. There shall be no more death, no sorrow, nor crying. There shall be no more pain, for the former things have passed away. Then the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will be our permanent possession. We read in Isaiah chapter 57, verse 2, he shall enter into peace. They shall rest in their beds, each one walking in his uprightness. And in Psalm 4, verse 8, O both lie down in peace and sleep, for you alone, O Lord, make me dwell in safety. Oh, how the believer yearns for the peace of heaven. He prays in the words of the hymnist, grant us thy peace throughout our earthly life, our balm in sorrow, our stay in strife, that when thy voice shall bid our conflict cease, call us, O Lord, to thine eternal peace. The Christian home should be an image of heaven also in this respect. It should be pervaded by the peaceful atmosphere of heaven. The contentious, fretful spirit of the world should be excluded. Strife, bitter disputations, malice, hostility, and everything that mars peace in the home must be carefully avoided. And remember these Bible passages, James chapter 3, verses 5 and 6. Even so, the tongue is a little member and boasts great things. See a greater forest, a little fire kindles. And the tongue is a fire, a word of iniquity. The tongue is so set among our members that it defiles the whole body and sets on fire the course of nature and is set on fire by hell. And Ephesians chapter 4, let all bitterness, wrath, anger, clamour and evil speaking be put away from you with all malice. And be kind to one another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, even as God in Christ forgave you. And Colossians chapter 3, but now you yourselves are to put off all these things, anger, wrath, malice, blasphemy, filthy language out of your mouth, idolatry, sorcery, hatred, contentions, jealousies, outbursts of wrath, selfish ambitions, dissensions, and heresies. And in 2 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 11, we read, finally, brethren, become complete. Be of good comfort. Be of one mind. Live in peace. And the love of God and the peace will be with you. And finally, in Matthew chapter 5, we read, blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called sons of God. So the Christian home should be like a city of refuge, a shelter in the day of trouble, a stronghold where the agitated spirit may find that peace which the world does not know. Is your home a habitation of peace? Can the members of your household safely at home, after the day's toils and dangers, join in the words of the poet? Peace and rest at length have come, all the day's long toil is past, and each heart is whispering, home, home at last. Thirdly, the Christian home, an image of our eternal home in heaven, as a treasure of joy. Heaven is the treasury of eternal joy. It is a storehouse in which our Heavenly Father is preserving for us the joy inexpressible and full of glory, earned for us by Jesus Christ and given to us in the Gospel. The joys of heaven are perfect and everlasting, as we learn from these Bible passages. Psalm 16, verse 11. You will show me the path of life. In your presence is fullness of joy. At your right hand are pleasures for evermore. And 1 Peter chapter 4. But rejoice to the extent that you partake of Christ's sufferings, that when his glory is revealed, you may also be glad with exceeding joy. And 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 9. Eye has not seen, nor ear heard, nor have entered into the heart of man the things which God has prepared for those who love him. And in Jude 24, now to him who is able to keep you from stumbling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. These heavenly joys far outweigh our earthly afflictions, as you read in Romans chapter 8. For I consider that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us. Prominent among the joys of heaven will be our blissful communion with God and the saints. We read in John chapter 17, verse 24, Father, I desire that they also whom you gave me may be with me where I am, that they may behold my glory which you have given me, for you loved me before the foundation of the world. And Matthew chapter 8, verse 11, And I say to you that many will come from east and west and sit down with Abraham, Isaac and Jacob in the kingdom of heaven. And 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 12, For now we see in a mirror dimly, but then face to face. Now I know in part, that then I shall know, just as I also am known. And 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 17, Then we who are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and thus we shall always be with the Lord. What a happy day that will be when we shall stand in the presence of the Father, reunited forever with the faithful loved ones who have preceded us. No wonder that the sorrow-stricken heart longs for the heavenly home, for there its sorrow shall be turned into joy, as you read in John chapter 16, verse 20. Most assuredly I say to you that you'll weep and lament, but the world will rejoice, and you'll be sorrowful, but your sorrow will be turned into joy. The Christian home is to be an image of heaven also in this respect. It is to be the treasure house of earthly joys and delights. All our pleasures should be firmly established and grounded at home, and the home should be designed and conducted that it will satisfy the legitimate cravings for enjoyment in the hearts of its individual members. The purest delights of home life are found in the cordial associations of parents and children. These delights create that home sweet home. Mid pleasures and palaces that we may roam, be it ever so humble, there's no place like home. So, friends, are your homes a treasury of joy for you, for your wife, for your children? Or is it a bleak house devoid of happiness? Oh, imitate your heavenly Father before it is too late, and endow your home with joy. In years to come, your children will bless you for it. Our home should be images of our Father's house in heaven, a place of rest, peace and joy. If not, surely it is time to remodel our home life according to higher ideals. Let us not postpone this, but begin today. Let the best beginning is the immediate introduction of regular family worship. May God bless our humble efforts. May God bless our homes. Amen. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, will keep our hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.